to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie.
Welcome, everybody, to the KIRP Radio Show. I'm your host, Pudgy, man, and it's time to do this thing one more time. Again, this beautiful evening. Thank God we're here. We're definitely blessed to be here. Shout out to everybody out there who's listening to the KIRP Radio Show. Definitely appreciate what you guys bring to the table. Definitely appreciate the love that you guys bring, the excitement, you know, the atmosphere, everything. It's crazy. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful experience, and I'm happy to be here. So, just want to take a second to give a shout out to the Durham GOP and everybody who was at the History Museum today in Raleigh, North Carolina. And man, what an amazing event, to say the least. You know, we actually today shout out to my brother Kevin Daniels. Definitely came through, did his thing. He read some. I think he read a preamble that was written by the governor, Pat McCrory. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man, actually marking this week or this event in history. So it's crazy because a lot of people don't even realize, you know, what's really going on right now. But, you know, it was nice that, you know, Pat McCrory, the Governor McCrory, and shout out to Speaker Tillis, too, Tom Tillis. You know, he wrote some words, too. I think he wrote a preamble as well. And, you know, that was read at this event today. And it's nice that we have people who appreciate, I don't even know how to put it, man. I'm so in tune to what's going on. Like, I'm so in tune to the event still. I'm still on my high from the event. It's a mellow high. You know, it's a feel good moment to know that, you know, today we made history. Today we took part in what is already history, you know. And, you know, I wish more people would get out there and be involved and, you know, try to attend the History Museum up there in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's on 5 East Edington Street. Make sure you guys check that out. The exhibit's on the third floor where you actually get to see the papers, the Lincoln papers, as some folks refer to them, or the preliminary papers or the freedom papers. You know, there's a bunch of different names for them. But, you know, I wish a lot of people would join in and take the time and go up there and see a piece of monumental history, you know, a piece of history that means a lot to American culture. You know, when you talk about this document that was the single foremost important document that freed slaves and solidified freedom. You know, a lot of people, you know, don't realize. And shout out to the speakers who, but, you know, before I get too in depth in this, you know, shout out to the speakers, Pastor Donald Fozar. Let me put that together properly with all due respect to that man, because he definitely deserves it. But Pastor Donald Fozar of Mount Zion Church in Durham, North Carolina, he was one of the speakers as well. You know, as I said before, and I alluded to, you know, shout out to my brother, Kevin Daniels, you know, representing the governor's office. And, you know, the other speakers, shout out to Ted Hicks, man, and Valerie and Misty. And you guys probably heard them on the show last week where they came on and actually explained, you know, what the event was going to be about. And Lee, you know, I can't forget Lee, but shout out to you all. And Sterling, you went there too, my brother. A pleasure to meet you. Which is Valerie's husband, by the way. Whoops. Sorry about that. But, you know, shout out to all those people who made this event possible. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, for lack of any better words. You know, I love the word amazing. And this was absolutely amazing and a wonderful event. And it was a pleasure to be a part of this event and to speak at this event. You know, to spill my heart at this event, to do what I like to refer to is God's ministry. You know, when I get the mic, I just, you know, I say my prayers before I get up there, and, you know, I try my best to write speeches. And, you know, also shout out to Supreme Court Justice Paul Newby, who came through and really enlightened us, you know, with his speech as well. But like I was saying, I try to write speeches, and sometimes it just doesn't go like that. You know, one thing about it, it ain't me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I you know, we all strive for perfection. At least I hope we do. Like, if we're believers in Christ, we definitely should be striving for perfection. Because if we aren't striving for perfection, what are we striving for? Knowing that we're going to fall short somewhere. I mean, we got a lot of habits we got to get rid of. We got a lot of rituals and daily things that we do, you know, that we got to get rid of. But when your heart's in the right place and you're sure of what you believe and you're definitely trying to achieve that, you know, when you're true to that and there's no other belief system for you, and that's when it's real. And so, you know, when you're striving for that, you got to try your best to do God's will. And when I write speeches, you know, I try to go in with the right frame of mind. But a lot of the times it doesn't end that way. You know, it's like when you grab the mic, you know, God takes over. You know, it's not you anymore. It may start out being you, but, you know, by the end, You know, God's definitely doing his work. So, you know, needless to say, had an amazing time out there actually taking a part in North Carolina history and U.S. history, because, you know, the preliminary papers probably won't ever, you know, at least they don't have any plans for it ever leaving Washington and being stored in the museum in Washington or placed in the archives or wherever they may be. But there are no plans to have these papers, especially not for a month long, anywhere ever again. So, you know, that's what the preambles were for. That's what they were stating. That's what they were solidifying. And, you know, it's just I'm honored to take a part in that. You know, it's B-I-G, K-I-R-P, B-I-G. So, you know, this is where I am, and this is why I'm monotone tonight, like the clear eye, dry eye guy. You guys, a lot of people don't know about that. But anyway, so we got a nice show for you guys lined up, man. Only 1 hour of KRP today because I'm tired, you know. And when you spend your own money, this is the beautiful thing about working for yourself as well. I don't have to do the show any longer than that, you know. I appreciate everybody for listening, and I know sometimes you guys get sick of hearing my mouth, and you don't want me to do the show no longer than that. But, you know, as I said before, you know, when you grab the mic and you get on and you start rocking with the show, sometimes, you know, God takes over, and who knows what's going to happen from there. But right now we only got plans to do the show for 1 hour, and the topic of the evening is an extension of what we talked about today, an extension of what we talked about last week, you know, not a part two. But we're talking about freedom, and I'm asking a question that I'm going to address myself. You guys feel free to call in, 619-638-8559, but I'm going to ask, what is freedom in 2013? Is it different if you're a believer in Christ? Because, you know, as I get older and as I understand things more and as I read more things and as I study and – you know, it's like I'll be the first to say that it is different when you believe in Christ. It's definitely different. It's a lot different. So I'm not going to go into it right now. We're going to get into that next week. I'm sorry. We're going to get into that a little later in the evening in the show. And coming up in just about 2 minutes, we got Charlotte from StretchingYourBudget.com. Charlotte's going to come on. And, you know, Charlotte's always B-I-G, man. She always gives us something to hold us down, you know. So we'll be right back with Charlotte from StretchingYourBudget.com. You're listening to the KIRP radio show. 619-638-8559 is the number. This show is brought to you by Patriot Printing. Patriot Printing, where you can get all your printing needs and anything print worthy. Like if you need toner, if you need ink, if you need cartridges, Patriot Printing is who you want to deal with. These people are efficient. They're really fast. They're cheaper than anybody that you can name, and they do everything web-based. You just send them what type of printer cartridge that you need. They send you back a quote. You place your order. You pay for it. You get your merchandise, and this happens in a matter of minutes. So make sure you check them out, Patriot Printing, and you can get in touch with them by emailing them. Actually, I don't know that we have a number for them, but you can actually get in touch with them by emailing them at redwriteblue. That's red, W-R-I-G-H-T, blue, at yahoo.com. That's pretty crafty right there, redwriteblue. And send them an email and let them know what you need. The show is also brought to you by WM3G, man. We make marketing personal, and you know, that's our parent company, Miller Marketing and Media Group. And it is what it is, man. You're rocking with the KRP radio show. We'll be right back after these messages. If you guys need to log on to us online, hit us up, www.kirpradioshow. For all your trucking needs, make sure you contact Allen's Trucking LLC. That's Allen's Trucking LLC, owner Brian Allen, and BA Welding Incorporated. For all your trucking or your welding needs or transportation needs across the country, make sure you contact Allen's Trucking LLC out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Their number is 919-426-426. 919-426-5455. Again, 919-426-5455. If you have transportation needs and you need to get your equipment there on time, make sure you contact Allen's Trucking LLC.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Did the little piggy cry wee, wee, wee all the way home?
You're home.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Mrs. A.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You don't call yourself a superstar. That's for other people to say. And you don't come out the South Side without a few people having your back. Chicago is my home, my love. It's our time. This is a story about my family, my team, my roots. This is a story of D. Rose. And this is only the beginning.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the KIRP Radio Show with yours truly, Pudgy, at NC Pudgy on Twitter, man. Make sure you guys check me out at KIRP Radio Show on Twitter as well. If you guys got any comments, any gripes that you have, any questions, whatever, whatever. You guys know how you normally do. Hit us up on Twitter. Also, that's crazy. We got funny comments already. Also, you can email us at KIRPradio@gmail.com, or you can call into the show, 619-638-8559. Listen, we're not the type of show, because there's a bunch of people on the queue here that I can see, because I'm producing my own show tonight. Holla at you, boy. Yeah, I could do that. But anyway, I'm looking at a bunch of people in the queue, and if you guys would like to make a comment, hit number one. Otherwise, we're not going to bother you. We're just going to let you rock. Like, you know, you can listen to the show all night long. We won't click on you. We won't bring you on the show. You can just listen, and you can sit there in the caller queue and listen by phone. You know, that's been something that we have taken pride in since we started the show, you know, where people can actually call in on the phone lines and listen. A lot of radio shows won't do that. They'll clear the lines out. And on occasion when I have guests, I have to clear the lines out because we only have 500 in the caller queue, only about 30 in at a time that could actually listen by phone. So sometimes we have to clear them all out just to get some of my guests on. But you know, it is what it is, man. 619-638-8559. Hit us up if you got a comment. Check us out on YouTube. That's youtube.com/KIRP Radio Show. We make it one word. We're also on iTunes, and the iTunes has been blowing up for a long time. iTunes is well over a million listeners, man, and I appreciate you guys for listening to us on iTunes. For all you iPhone clones out there, iPhone is, it's a big battle going on right now between the iPhone and the Samsung Galaxy. I don't know what you guys like, but right now I got this Galaxy and I'm kind of feeling this bad boy. Seeing it just came out with the Galaxy, what's that, 4 or 5, whatever that is. So I won't be getting that anytime soon because I'm cheap when it comes to me. But anyway, you know, there's several different ways for you guys to check the show out, man. And, you know, there's no excuse for you not to be able to check the show out, because we also have a website, which is KIRPRadioShow.com, where you can listen to the site. We also have a blog. We're on Facebook. We're all over the place. So if you want to listen, you got comments, you got gripes, you got beef, holla at us, man. We're there. Right now it's time for me to bring somebody on who is absolutely wonderful. Like, this woman here, man, she gets it done. When it comes to couponing, she's an amazing couponer. She's a Girl Scout. She's a cookie baker. No, I'm kidding. But she is an amazing couponer, and she does some wonderful things out there for a lot of people. And if you guys want to get to know this person who's about to come on the show right now, make sure you tune in at 8:15 every week. And sometimes she's on, sometimes she's not. That's her prerogative. She like Bobby Brown. But anyway, Charlotte, welcome to the show. How are you this beautiful evening?
Other than the rain, I'm doing good.
It's raining?
It's raining here.
Mm-hmm. What? That must mean it's coming my way then, since it's raining your way. That's normally, right. Yeah, y'all send that stuff down here, but I rebuke. No, I ain't going to say that. Anyway, how you doing? So what's new, man? How you been?
I've been good. Busy, but good. I mean,
busy
last week
good.
We were at the race, so I missed you guys.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Went to the race. What was that like for you? Because you're not a race fan, are you?
I do not like to watch it on TV, but going to an actual race is like a whole experience in itself. So I would recommend it. I mean, even if you don't like, I had no idea who the drivers were or what I was following, but just the experience, like you feel the cars blow by, they're going so fast. I mean, it's just insane. So it was a lot of fun. It was actually the second time I had been. So, but we went for our anniversary. It was my husband and
Eight years. Happy. You mean to tell me you put up with Ben for that long? Ben, what's the
deal? I know.
No, I'm kidding.
If I made it over the 7-year hump, I guess we're good, right?
Nah, man, I ain't going to put Ben out there like that. Ben's my man. Ben put up with Charlotte and all them coupons for that year. That's the truth of the matter. If he's hearing that, he's probably laughing. All those coupons and all those mountains of toilet paper and oodles and noodles and canned food and all... Yeah, I understand, yeah. Ben. It's a hard life to
he
live, man.
He wasn't always supportive, but, you know, it took him a while. But he sees it, the importance of it now.
I mean, me neither. I wasn't trying to hear that coupon stuff, girl. I didn't. Coupon, what? All that mess in the house. And you know what? But
all the time it takes.
You know what did it for me, Charlotte? Let me tell you what did it for me, right?
Okay.
I was all pissed off. I mean, it was coupons all over the place. I fell asleep on the floor, and I was working, and I rolled over. I woke up with coupons on my face. I had coupons on my neck, and it was like, I was like a mummy. I woke up, went to the bathroom, and you just happen to look at the mirror, and I had coupons all over me like a mummy, and I started laughing, right? I was here by myself. My wife was already gone. So anyway, I'm looking like a mummy. I got all these coupons all over me. And then I go back, I'm peeling the coupons off me, I'm balling them up, I'm throwing them in the floor, and then I balled up something that I saw that I like, and I'm like, oh, I can't ball that up, let me keep that, can't let my wife know that I got a coupon, but, you know, I kept that. And then I saw a receipt in the floor, right? And so I peeled back the receipt, I'm not going to drag this on, but I peeled back the receipt, and I looked at the savings that we saved from couponing, and let me tell you, it was like, $300 or $400. I can't remember how much it was, but between $300 and $400 on, you know, just that trip to the supermarket. So, man, I've been a coupon advocate ever since, outside of, you know, what you bring to the show and outside of my wife talking me to death about coupons. Love you, baby. But, you know, I'm a coupon advocate, man. So, I got the guys at work couponing. I mean, man, we do receipts and we call phone numbers for discounts. And that, you know, it's a part of my life now, man. And I love it, you know.
It is. It just becomes like a way of life. So,
and it's free money. Why? It's free money. You know, why not?
Yep.
It's scot-free money. You know, no strings attached whatsoever. It's just free money. So why not take advantage of that?
And I mean, it takes time. And I will say that every couponer goes through seasons. And I'm in a season where I'm just having to take a small break. But that's only because my stockpile was so full, and I really just needed to use the stuff in it because I don't want to waste it. So, you know, and with the summer coming up and things being busy, I'm able to do that. And, you know, so just know that you don't have to be that hard your entire life, but it's still a way of life, and you just have to find what works for you, you know, what method and how much of it you need to do for your family, because some families might not need necessarily the coupon, but they like to be a little bit frugal, so they don't have to be as intense about it. But other people need it. I mean, that's why I started, was because we, you know, my husband was unemployed. So you just have to decide what method and to what extent you need to coupon. So, but I'm glad that's a good epiphany there for you to find out.
Yeah, turn me into a mummy, and now I like coupons, you know. But you know, for the people who, you know, have just tuned into the show, and I don't know what you have for us this evening, Charlotte, but, you know, for the people who have just tuned in, you know, we're getting a lot of new listeners every week, and, you know, shout out to everybody who were at the History Museum today. You know, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. But Charlotte is the architect of the website StretchingYourBudget.com, and she's also Triad Super Saver on Facebook. Make sure you guys check that out. And she's always dropping daily coupon tips and daily ways that you can information on how you can get coupons and how you can save money and free offers. And I found you on LinkedIn, and you know, you're doing some beautiful things out here for a lot of people, Charlotte. And you've really made it easy for people who don't want to put in the work. I mean, it's still a level of responsibility on, you know, the individual to get their own coupons and to do some research on their own. But, you know, from where I stand and looking at what you've done, you make it fairly easy, you know, to save money. So, you know, just let the people know, you know, who you are, what you do. And then if you could just roll into whatever you have for us this evening, that would be wonderful.
Okay, sure. Well, like you kind of already said, stretchingyourbudget.com, that's where you're going to find, you know, your main information. If you're starting out, we have a beginner's tab. I'd encourage you to all check that out. You know, even if you're not sure what this couponing stuff is all about, I really would, like I say, encourage you to go and look at the beginner's tab, look at the different things that we have, because I mean, I've taken a lot of time to lay it out and give you a step-by-step guide, basically, to get you started. So you really don't have to try to go and figure this thing out on your own, because, you know, I've taken the time to lay it out for you. So if you are new at it, or if you're just wanting to get better at couponing and figure out a way that might help you save some time, there's just some tips on ways to organize your coupons. I've even got links for you to buy the things you need to go and start your organizational part of your couponing. So when I mean I've done the work, I've done the work for you. So it really is easy if it's something that you decide that you want to do. And like I was saying, you know, you have to determine, and you'll see that that's part of the steps that I show when you're getting started with your couponing, but you have to determine, you know, at what level you want to do it. And I say this is kind of like anything. If you're, I kind of relate it to like a diet. If your mindset's not there, you're not going to be on board and you're not going to stick with it. So your mindset really needs to be there, you know, to push through. I always tell people you need to allow 2 months to get acclimated with it and just for it to really click. A lot of people give up before the 2 month mark, saying it's difficult, I just didn't quite get it, I'm not seeing the savings. And I'm here to tell you it will take 2 months for you to really see the savings. So just I would encourage you to you know, push through, get through the 2 months, and then you're really going to see the maximum savings. So you know, it's just something that you can tangibly do in your budget and for your family. And for me, it was one way that I could give back to my family. I do work, so for those of you probably saying, you know, I don't have the time, I've always been one to say, trust me, you do. It's just to when you want to find the time or what you want to give up or, you know, maybe put aside. But for me, it was just a way that I could, you know, impact my family's finances immediately, because most of your bills are set in stone and you can't change them. You might be able to call and get them reduced or whatever, but for the most part, it's pretty much basic every single month. But your grocery bill is one of the things that you can actually tangibly lower and see the savings and do it by, you know, on your own without having to, you know, call up a whole bunch of different companies or cut something out. This is one way that you can do that for your family. So that was the big thing for me. And like I say, when I started couponing, my husband was unemployed, so it was out of necessity. But not everybody has to do it out of necessity, and that's cool too. But it's always good to be a good steward of our money, and that's kind of what I focus on and giving back. So even if you don't use a lot of the stuff yourself, there's always food pantries and stuff that are needing things. And couponing is another good way to help give back if you're looking for a way to do that. So, but stretchingyourbudget.com, Tried Super Saver on Facebook, Stretch Your Budget on Twitter. You can find us and, you know, find our news feed. So that's pretty much it about that. But I really didn't have a lot planned. I never do because, you know, we just like to talk and ramble. But the 2 weeks ago when I was on, we had talked about the fact that my family and I were trying the whole clean eating thing. And that's been interesting to see how that's going to affect couponing. And so this, since I'm in my kind of hiatus for couponing, if you want to call it,
yeah,
because my stockpile was so built, if it was a good time for us to try a new eating method. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And it's been working out pretty good. The only challenge that I'll say is really hard to not, like, stop and get fast food, because obviously that's not good for you. And so when we're in a hurry, we've got swim lessons and that kind of thing, it's been difficult to have to, like, wait and come home and fix dinner and it's late. So that's the only inconvenience part. But other than that, like, the food stuff, it's just been really fun trying to find coupons for healthy foods. And I get that question a lot, and we've talked about it several times on the show here, on past shows, but there are coupons out there for organic products and for fruits and that kind of thing. So it's been really fun trying to find those. It's kind of like a game for me. Yeah, crazy. I like to do that. But if you like to research, I would encourage you just to look before you go and buy, because you never know, there might quite possibly be you know, a coupon for something you're using. My favorite, like, website for organic foods, coupons, and that kind of thing is mombosprouts.com. They have a lot of organic product coupons, product-based coupons. So that's a good place for you to check. And I'm going to be posting more stuff as, you know, we go through this whole process on the website, so you guys will have some quick links to that kind of thing. But it's just been really interesting to see, you know, you always think that your kids and stuff aren't going to be on board, they're not going to eat these weird foods and that kind of stuff, but my kids actually have really enjoyed, you know, non-processed foods. They haven't complained about it, and my daughter even has been saying, you know, she'll ask, is this something healthy, is this something that we should be eating? And it's been really fun to see her be on board. You know, I think a lot of times we deter our own kids from things because we're like, oh, we didn't like it as a kid and they're not going to like it. But I just think you'd be really surprised at what that they like and enjoy. So, like, tonight, for instance, we had baked Brussels sprouts, which most people are like, ew, you know, but they were so good. And I know, I have never had one until tonight, but oh my gosh, it was so good. I'll be putting the recipe up on the website hopefully tomorrow, but I swear, it was so good, you would not think that they would be. But, you know, it's just different, trying different things. It's just a fun family experience, and so of course, me being a frugal person, I have to try to find ways that I can be frugal with this. So my number one tip for tonight, if you don't go away with anything, and if you're trying to eat better and organic or clean eating, non-processed kind of stuff, is my first tip for this week or for the session, I don't know how long I'll talk about it, but is if you want to buy organic but you're trying to save money, you know, you can do that by buying, like, fruits and vegetables that are organic. But remember, not all things need to be bought organic per se. So the one thing you want to look for is, you know, fruits that are peeled, that can be peeled, like bananas and that kind of stuff. Those don't need to be organic because you're going to peel off the skin that has the so-called pesticides and stuff that they use. But things like blueberries, cherries, grapes, those kind of things that you're not going to peel, those would be the things I would recommend investing in the organic version, if that makes sense. So just remember that not all things have to be organic, per se, when you buy them. So if you don't have a huge budget but you're wanting to make a small impact, that would be the thing that I would start with, is just remembering that foods that or fruits that have to be peeled and that kind of thing, you don't have to buy organic, and things that should be eaten with the skin, I would recommend buying organic. So those are the ways that you can kind of save money and get started in that. So that's been my first big tip. So I don't know. That's what we're going on with my life. So that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, that's some good info. What was the name of the place when you started talking about organics? You named somewhere where we could get, you know, foods at a discount or something to the tune of that?
Yes, coupons for organic foods, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It was Mambo Sprouts, MamboSprouts.com, Mambo Sprouts. And they have a ton of organic coupons. All the products are organic that they have coupons for. And then also, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of an Earth Fair grocery store. I know there's several in our area, but their coupons, earthfair.com, /coupons, some of their coupons are manufacturer coupons, and some are Earth Fair store coupons. So you can go and just click on the coupons and hit preview, and you can see which ones are manufacturers, and those that say they're manufacturers, even though you print them from Earth Fair, can be used anywhere. So as long as it doesn't say use only at Earth Fair, then you can use that at any grocery store. So that's one thing I look at too, because they have all those coupons are for organic products as well.
Ah, okay, so I'll give them one last free drop. You know how I do.
I know. I know.
Mambo
Sprouts. It's hard to talk about coupons and not drop.
It's cool. You know what? They're good for a couple because of what you do. I don't have a problem with that. But MamboSprouts.com, that's right, Mambo Sprouts,
yep.
MamboSprouts. Check them out for any discounts on organics, and they are on the ball. Okay, now look, let me ask you this right before we go.
Okay.
What's the deal with Whole Foods? Because, like, the whole Whole Foods mania is crazy. Everybody wants to go to Whole Foods. People are shopping at Whole Foods, and, you know, it's supposed to be the spot. So, I mean, what's the deal with that?
My personal opinion is that it's overpriced. I'm going to name drop one more time, but
please
personally prefer Trader Joe's. They are just now starting to come to North Carolina, but I know that they're in other places. But they're comparable to Whole Foods, but if I were to, like, describe, like, how I would compare, Whole Foods is, like, Aldi price versus Whole Foods is, like, super expensive. You know what I mean? So they have a lot of name brand stuff, but most everything in their store is with, not processed kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty
like
cool, though.
Basically, all their breads and, you know, everything pretty much is not processed. The thing I found with Whole Foods is that not everything in there is organic, or not everything in there is not processed, and you still have to really look to make sure what you're getting is what you're looking for. It's still
right.
Commercialized, and they have, you know, processed things also. And it's really expensive. I mean, the prices are kind of outrageous, in my opinion. So I really enjoyed shopping at the other store because it's a lot cheaper. You can buy their name brand, off-brand, whatever, and you're still getting, like, it's really good. I've liked everything we've tried. So, yeah, my opinion is Whole Foods is just really, really expensive and overpriced for what you get.
They seem to
But they've got more special things. I mean, yeah, like, I went in the other day, and they have, like, lamb chop, fresh lamb in their meat department. Like, you can't get that in most grocery stores. And,
oh, no.
They have, like, organic vitamins and medicines and that kind of stuff. So if you need something more specific, they do sell that.
Really?
Like, my son has eczema really bad, and our doctor told us to use liquid fish oil, like give him fish oil for his skin.
Mm-hmm.
And Whole Foods actually carries a liquid fish oil for kids. It's flavored, doesn't taste nasty, and all that kind of stuff. So, like, certain, like, specialty things I do get from there, but as far as, like, my basic grocery shopping, I don't. It's way too expensive for my blood.
Listen, you talking to the crap, man. You're preaching to the choir. We ain't got to go in Whole Foods. We can grow it in the backyard. Listen, I'm cheap. We can throw some dirt out there, you know, get the hole, dig up some, you know, we can put
hey,
it down.
We're growing a garden. That's one way you can save money is grow your own garden in the summer. Because you can freeze a lot of stuff for the winter and prepare. So, yeah, if you're really wanting to do, the only thing is it takes a while. So we're still waiting for our stuff to become, you know,
turtle. Y'all get them squash down, holler at your boy. You know, I'll drive over there and pick up that squash.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a squash head. I love it. But anyway, listen.
I did too.
I'm going to, hold up. You can't give it to me if you like. Okay, anyway, we'll talk about that part later. But anyway. Charlotte, listen. It's amazing what you're doing, man. People are definitely loving this segment of the show. And I always feel good when you come on because it's a reminder that, you know, we're doing something right. But, you know what happens, though? Let me just throw this in really, really, really quick, and then I'll let you go because I got to go to commercial. But what happens is when you start saving money on coupons, you splurge other places. And, like, that's my problem. Like, now, you know, going out to eat is like, you know, a recreational sport for us now. You know, we trying to find the restaurants and have. Yeah, but, you know, you take the good with the
bad. I look for coupons before I go out to eat, too.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going out to eat, I will look and see where I have a coupon, and that's where I'm going to go.
Well.
it's bad, but, like, if I know I can save, I'm going to save. But you're right. And we've talked about this, too. If I, like, through the entire winter, I was, like, penny pincher. I didn't spend money on anything. Tight. I squeaked when I walked. And then it came to Christmas, and, you know, we kind of went buck wild. So you've got to learn to find a balance.
I don't know if I'm going to be we're working on it. All we can do is work on it. Pray for me, I'll pray for you. Yeah. Charlotte, any shout-outs you have? You got to have one. Come on.
Okay, shout-out to my daughter, A, for her good, healthy eating choices, but B is her last week of kindergarten, my little baby.
Oh, graduating. Wow.
She's sitting here laughing.
Shout out to your daughter. Hey, shout out to you, cutie. Happy graduation. You're a big girl now, first grade. It's time to hold it down. We're going to have to give you a job on KRP, baby. Pretty soon.
That's right. She will.
Charlotte, appreciate what you do, man. Much love to you and yours, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. See ya.
All right, one love. That's Charlotte from StretchingYourBudget.com. Charlotte just dropped some jewels on y'all, man. She told you everybody how to save a couple dollars, how to coupon a little bit, how to do it right. Don't matter. You ain't got to do it. I'm going to do it because I like saving a little bit of paper. You listen to the number one black conservative talk radio show, Southeastern United States, and guess what? I can do this from home. I'm so bad. Woo! I wish I had the Michael Jackson scream after that. Anyway, you rocking with your boy at NC Pudgy on Twitter, at KIRP Radio Show. That's how we do it. We bring it B-I-G, hashtag KIRP, B-I-G if you got any shout-outs. We'll try to get those in the next segment. Coming up is my man Mel Whitlock, and we're going to talk about the introduction of tonight's topic, even though we're not going to really go in-depth, Mel. Okay, next week, we're going to bring it back. We're going to have a couple more guests. We're going to really get into this. But the introduction to the question that I asked, and it's going to give you guys some time to really think about what I'm asking. You know, ultimately, how do you really feel about it? Because it is what it is. You ain't got to like it. But the question is simply this. Talking about freedom, okay? What is freedom in 2013? And is it different if you're a believer in Christ? All right, I want y'all to think about that. I'm going to bring my man Mel on. We're going to talk about it. We'll bring the introduction down to get you guys to think about that. 20 more minutes to rock with your boy at NC Pudgy on Twitter, at KIRP Radio Show. We're also on YouTube. That's YouTube.com, KIRP Radio Show, one word. We're also on iTunes, same thing, KIRP Radio Show. And find us on Facebook.com, KIRP Radio Show. You're rocking with your boy. We'll be right back after these messages. You guys are B.I.G. in my book. KIRP Radio!
Hey, Cam, thanks a lot for coming to my school today.
No problem, Nate.
I promise to exercise and eat right.
Don't forget 60 minutes of play a day, right?
And I'll grow up to be big and strong like you.
Absolutely.
And play in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
And be drafted number one.
Maybe.
Become the starting quarterback of the Panthers.
Okay.
You can be my backup.
Excuse me?
And make Panthers fans forget about you.
What?
And become your mom's favorite player.
Whoa.
It is my mission to create brand stories for you that push the envelope, force people to stop, think, and take notice. Ride with you on your journey to success by creating great design that makes you look like the originator and not an imitator. Get you out of your comfort zone. Inspire you to take action. Be risky and always stay true to your passion.
Tiffany Inc. is located in Los Angeles, California. Tiffany Inc. specializes in designs, creative brands for the entertainment, fashion, beauty, and food industry. Some past and present clients include Jewel Osco, J&K Fresh LLC, celebrity chef Nikki Shaw, teen and family producer Doreen Spencer, the National Association of Veterans, the Alzheimer's Association, and a host of fantastic others. To contact Tiffany Inc., all you have to do is log on to www.tiffanywithaniinc.com. TiffanyInc.com.
It's the same way he did when he was in high school. After school, he practiced, then he went to the gym. This is what he wants. This is the life he chose. And if you want it, you have to work hard to keep it and keep on going with it. So I believe he will come back. And when he do, I'm going to be at the Bulls Center cheering for my baby.
You don't call yourself a superstar. That's for other people to say. And you don't come out the South Side without a few people having your back. Chicago is my home, my love. It's our time. This is a story about my family, my team, my roots. This is a story of D. Rose. And this is only the beginning. I'm all in.
Welcome back to the KIRP Radio Show. And I know I just woke y'all up with those screams right there. That was the woman, I don't know what that was. That was just a horrible scream that we use when someone says something really crazy on the show. And I just felt like doing that. Anyway, shout out to everybody out there listening to the KIRP radio show. A little bit of Tupac bringing this back in, man. You got to love that. Shout out to everybody out there that for listening, man. You guys are B.I.G. in my book, and I really appreciate you guys listening, tweeting, commenting, complaining, and all the ings that you do. I really appreciate all those ings because you guys make us the number one black conservative show on the air right now doing our thing, Southeastern United States Online. And I'm doing it from home, man. I'm balling, balling. Anyway, excuse me. I keep burping on this. I don't know what's – maybe it was that beer I had. Anyway, we're talking about freedom. And, you know, this is only a one-hour show this week and at my discretion because next week we're going to have a couple more guests on and we're going to really elaborate about this topic all the more. But, you know, Emancipation Proclamation, you know, we made history today, baby. You know, went out there and popping my own collar. Me and my brother, you know, Kevin Daines was there holding it down, representing the mayor's office. And, you know, we had Pastor Donald Fozar from the historic Mount Zion Church out over there in Durham, North Carolina. And we had Supreme Court Justice Scooby Newby, Paul Newby, coming through, holding us down, man, and you know, we got some good information out there, and also got to give a shout-out to my brother who presided over the whole event, Ted Hicks, and shout-out to his family, and, you know, Misty and Lee and Valerie and Sterling and all you guys, you know, shout-out to you guys. Pleasure meeting everybody today, and I even want to give a I'm not going to do that. So I was just about to diss a reporter from the News and Observer. We're going to wait and see what her article says. And then you guys tune in next week because I know it'll – let's see if your boy made a front page again, man, because I gave her something to talk about. You know, she asked me about, you know, this guy who's supposed to be a reverend that, you know, who heads up the NAACP in North Carolina by the name of Mr. – not reverend, not – when I'm talking about him, Mr. William Barber. And, you know, I gave her some comments, you know, we'll see what she says. But anyway, welcome to the show, my man. And can we get a round of applause for this brother because – this dude is like the blogger extraordinaire. He is like the Facebook blogger. Can we get a round of applause for my man, Mel Whitlock, baby?
Hey,
Mel, welcome to the show, man.
Good evening, how's it going, man?
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good right now, man. I hope you are.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick shout-out to everybody in the 434 area. I love Carolina, but, you know, something about Virginia, man. You got to love us, guys.
Man, I ain't mad at you. I like the fact that you came on the show and immediately gave your shout out. That's B.I.G. because, you know, we give shout outs, baby. That's what's up.
Yeah, and big shout out to the E.W. Jackson campaign running for lieutenant governor. This brother speaks his principle, speaks his mind. I'm going to try to get Virginia to rally behind this man. And the liberals, they're afraid of what he has to say. And more importantly, they sent the black Democrat attack dogs out to try to attack his character, but we got his back.
E.W. Jackson. I'm going to have to tune in and see what I can. We're going to have a conversation about that right there, brother. I know that's outside of my stomping grounds, you know, a little bit, but, you know, I would love to have a conversation about that because Virginia are my neighbors, and if we can help that brother, we definitely want to help that conservative brother.
Good deal. But, hey, listen, man, I was just to briefly touch the topic about what is freedom. My position, or in terms of freedom in terms of 2013,
mm-hmm.
My position has always been that freedom is being able to accept the consequences of an action, if that makes mm-hmm. sense to you. I think that as Christians, we're always taught that we have the freedom to make our own decisions as long as we understand the consequences of an action.
Sure.
Whether you have big government or whether you have a more politically dependent mindset, I think you don't really have a real understanding of freedom in the sense of individual responsibility. So my position of freedom always centers around of individual responsibility that we take upon our own selves to generate the consequences. And consequences can be either good or bad, depending on how you look at it.
Well, it's definitely all about consequences. That's first and foremost. But, you know, let me give you a little background first. And the reason it's nothing that you don't know, by the way, but the reason I asked this question and the reason that we're going to invite, you know, several people on the show to talk about this for next week. Well, you know, when you talk about freedom, it seems that folks like, and I'm not trying to name call, you know, I'm not trying to name call by no means. But it seems like people like the NAACP and we'll just say several other liberal leaning grassroots organizations. I'll just say it like that. And even in the conservative movement, you know, Democrats and Republicans, you know, everybody talks about what freedom means to them, but they don't, you know, like the NAACP, they're not in 2013. They're still protesting, sitting, and marching. You know, that was yesterday. And I'm not knocking them because that's what they know. If you came up in the 60s, bro, you know, if that was your fight in the 60s, that's cool, that's your thing. You know, keep rocking. But it's a different day. You know, people died for us to move past that and do something different. So it's a different day.
It's beyond me. You're exactly right that I hear that because as we go through our voter ID issue here in Virginia, it's common sense to, you know, to make come up with the idea that if you need an ID to drink, you need an ID to drive, you need an ID to go into a Democrat convention like you guys had down in Charlotte, I believe
right.
it was last year. Common sense would say you need an ID to vote. But, yes, these folks, I've heard the poll tax, I've heard the litmus test, I've heard all of these things that were terminologies used back in the 60s brought back up because people here in my state are worried about voter fraud, and the son of a congressman in Northern Virginia actually attempted to commit voter fraud, who was a Democrat. I think his last name was Connolly. I'm sorry. His name was it starts with an M. I cannot think of his name. But yeah, but this is what we deal with.
Okay, man, that's beyond me to even understand that a guy of that magnitude or that kind of respect in his own community would try to. Anyway, I'm not even gonna go there because that's not even what we're talking about. I'm not gonna do it. Satan, leave me alone. Anyway, so that's the background. Of you know, why we ask the question, and the other side to it, Mel, is that, you know, a lot of liberal leaning, you know, no disrespect to them, and a lot of conservatives, you know, no disrespect to them, and Democrats and Republicans, you know, when you talk about freedom in a conversation with these particular individuals at any given moment, you know, you have to, I'll say, you don't have to be careful, but if you're not careful, you'll find out that people aren't defining freedom the same way. You know, to me, if you're a believer in Christ, your belief in freedom has to be different because you can't do all things. And that's why I want to have this conversation with also other conservatives because, you know, you got to call a spade. We got to lay it all out on the line and find out what we have in common so we can move forward, Mel. And that's the whole reason, you know, we're having this conversation, because if we don't have this conversation, people are going to keep attacking each other from different ends, talking about the same thing. And then people who don't know any better are going to just go with who they're close to, you know, people in their community. Hey, we're talking about freedom. They're denying us this right to do this. Hey, we're talking about freedom, but we got to get them guns off the street. Hold up. You know,
it's called a selective approach to freedom, where you have one group that believes in a certain freedom on this issue, but then they oppose the freedom on a certain issue. So, yeah, I think it's if I may get biblical with you, if you don't mind,
sure.
an iron sharpens iron discussion we have to have.
Right.
And it's definitely necessary, but just stay encouraged. And man, I look forward to listening in on it and seeing who all you have to bring this topic to light and to discuss it. As I said before, it's my position of freedom has always been dealing with the consequences of our actions, whether it be good or bad. And we've mm-hmm. gone away from that so far in so many sectors of society, whether you're talking about liberal or conservative. In my opinion, mostly to the liberal aspect, that has gone away from the belief in freedom. So I think it's going to be shaping up to be a real good topic for you, man. Big shout out to you for everything that you're doing. And hey, man, I love your show. I love everything that's going on with you guys. And you know, much love from Virginia down to Carolina. Hey, man. Hey, I'm a fan. Great job, buddy.
I appreciate it. You just gave us a major sound bite. I appreciate that. We got to cut that up, folks. Oh, I'm by myself tonight. But, yeah, we're going to cut that up, brother, and you'll be hearing your voice somewhere around there. Listen, I want you to send me an email, man. I hope you got my contact info. If not, inbox me on Facebook. I'll get it. And I want to hear more about this conservative brother that's running for lieutenant governor, man. And, you know, maybe I'm going to shoot to D.C. next week. meet with a couple congressmen, and I'll be back down, and maybe we can figure that thing out. And maybe I can stop through Virginia, and we can have lunch or something to talk about it.
Hey, cool deal. Hey, stop along that Virginia-Carolina border. I'm from that area. Hey, if you see some people, I'll send you an email. Tell them about E.W. Jackson when you learn about him. Your brother's a pastor. He's a bishop down out of Chesapeake. And the thing that people are most threatened about him the most is that he is a man of Christ running for public office. Oh, my God, how many of those people do we need in office right now?
Man, you couldn't have said it better. We need many more. Listen, Mel, one more shout out before you go, man. I know you got one more. Somebody you forgot.
Oh, hey, I mean, I always got to shout out my family. You know, my mom's down in Danville. My rest of my family's from South Boston. We all on that borderline area. And Flintburg, I don't know if you have an audience out there yet, but hey, if you hang with me long enough, we might be able to try to get one out here.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming in. I'm looking forward to next week, man. If you get some time, tune in with us. I'll get you in.
No problem, brother. Take it easy.
All right, take it easy. That's my man, Mel Whitlock, man. I call him the blogger extraordinaire because this dude is on fire out there, doing a lot of things out there in the community. Also, you know, trying to help a lot of beautiful people out there who are trying to do even more. So, you know, definitely want to give a B.I.G. shout out to him. Folks, it's time to end the show, but I got one more call to get before I end this show. It's a one-hour show. I apologize. Call it lazy. Call it what you want, but we're only doing 1 hour tonight. We're going to bring this call in from the 336. 484 is the last three. You are on the air with Pudgy. What's up? Hello, caller, you on the air with Pudgy. 484 is the last three of your number. All right, we try to give you a shot. And see, this is what happens when people don't want to rock with me and they think they do. And, you know, it is what it is. Last time, caller, 484 from the 336. You are on the air with Pudgy. All right, we can't get him. It is time to go, folks. Thanks for listening to the KRP Radio Show, the number one black conservative radio show, Southeastern United States. Baby, we do it, B-I-G, and we don't care who don't like it. Tune in to us next week. It's going to be a two-hour-plus thrilled, action-packed show. All right? Action packed from the door to the floor. We're probably going to go into 3 hours, so you guys make sure you get in and at that bonus hour. Right at the end of the second hour, if you guys are in the caller queue, you'll automatically be thrown into the bonus hour. If not, you're going to miss some good stuff because the bonus hours that we have are always classics. 619-638-8559. Make sure you guys tune in. KRP Radio Show. We are out of here. I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of Big Poppin', man. You might not like it. I like it. It is what it is. Be blessed. Hope this jump started your week. We'll catch you guys next week.
A secret, why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needs. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me
big pop. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
KIRP Radio!
Biggie.